Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Say that last just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back to D3 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I got something I want to talk about. I want to talk about minimum wage. And if you've seen or heard my predictions for 2017 that we published over the weekend and in all the different places I publish, that my column is published, or if you heard the show yesterday, you heard me talking about it. Well, one of my predictions was not much of a prediction. Half of it was not much of a prediction, because every new Congress that comes along, the Democrats propose raising minimum wage. It happens every time. And depending on who's in charge, so to speak, whether it goes very far or not. Well, the Democrats would bring it up again. It's a bargaining chip. The Republicans are going to want them to agree to certain things. And one of the things the Democrats are going to say, okay, if you want this, I need to have this. Quid pro quo, right? And one of the big things that Democrats always bring up is raising minimum wage. Most of them think it should be $15 an hour. It's now, what, 7 and a quarter? They want to double it. Well, we saw the mayhem that would be created if we doubled the overtime exemption rule amount, right? Judge had to strike that down. That was about to become a nightmare. So if you double minimum wage, that's going to be a nightmare. But that's what the Democrats are. That's what's going to happen. And folks, when I say these things, I'm not being partisan. I'm just reporting to you what are the facts. Now, here's the prediction part, though, because it's not really a prediction to say that the Democrats are going to want to raise minimum wage. Just like Republicans are always going to want to cut taxes, Democrats are always going to want to raise minimum wages, just the way they are. So, here's the prediction. When they play that card, if it's for something that President Trump needs, he'll take it. President Trump will sign an increase in minimum wage, whereas another president, Republican president, might not have, probably would not have. The Republican Congress probably wouldn't have brought a minimum wage increase to another president. But this president, this incoming president, President Trump, is going to have a different attitude about minimum wage. I'm convinced of that. That's the reason I made the prediction. Now, are we going to have a minimum wage increase? I don't know. I just know that I just believe that there's a greater chance of it happening now than it would have otherwise. If it had been President Kasich or President Cruz or somebody like that. Now, why am I bringing this up for small business owners? Obviously, most small business owners don't want minimum wage increased, because it creates lots of problems inside of the wage scale. For example, if the minimum wage is, let's say it went up $2 to 9 and a quarter. Well, everybody who started out at minimum wage in your company and in a year or two or three earned their way up to 9 and a quarter, whatever the number is, then automatically the new people are going to come in at their rate. Now, okay, I'm not saying that anybody can make a living at $7 an hour or $9 an hour or even $20. I don't know what it takes to make a living, depending on where you live, right? But I'm just saying these are the numbers. So if you're making $9 an hour or even $10 an hour and you've earned that, the point is you've earned that. And here comes the government flipping a switch and automatically saying now what you've earned is now the floor, is now the minimum. And so that creates problems within the pay scale of companies. Employees who've been with you already are saying, okay, so let's see, now you're paying this new person who you want me to train. They're coming in making the same amount of money I'm making, and I earned my raise. So what are you going to do for me, boss? You're going to pay me the same hourly rate to train this person that just got here, doesn't know where the bathroom is? So you can see where you've got a pay scale problem, and you've also got a morale problem. So that's, and this is the same thing that was going to happen with the increase in the doubling of the overtime exemption rate. So this is what happens when the government gets involved with relationships between employers and employees. Now, interestingly enough, in the 1970s, a raise in minimum wage was actually inflationary. It rippled through the economy so badly, it actually was inflationary. Today, it's not that much of a blip, I got to be honest, because most people are already paying their employees more than minimum wage. Most small business owners already do that. That's one. Number two, another reason why it's not as big of a monster, so to speak, that's as bad of a thing for small business, is because we don't employ as many people to do the same things we used to because of technology, and we might just buy some more technology instead of hiring more people. And that's the reason why the minimum wage is really kind of a loser argument these days. Minimum wage increase, I should say. Quick break, Steve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.